And even if you do get to where you think you wanted to go, you find it's the wrong goal. You find it hasn't made you happy. And you might have spent months, years sometimes trying to achieve something, and you get there and you realize you're not happy.
Hi, I'm Liam Maiden, and welcome to my podcast, Let Yourself Off the Hook. As someone who has studied success for decades, I have found the formula for achieving your dreams and goals, and it's all to do with how you use your brain. Each week on my show, I will provide you with the tools, resources, and expertise to utilize your brain to its ultimate potential and remove the barriers to your success. And as you will discover, true success in every area of your life only comes when you let yourself off the hook.
Everything that you've been told about goals and you need to have them in your life, it's all wrong. And no matter what the gurus say, no matter what everyone else is telling you, the books that you read, not only does setting goals not help you in your life, it actually sabotages your success. And goals and working towards them actually prevents you from being the best that you can be and living to your highest potential. Now, I know all this sounds very controversial and maybe counterintuitive, but in this episode, I'm going to show you that it's absolutely true. And I'm going to show you why goals, setting goals and trying to achieve them, it's self-sabotage. And I'm going to show you an alternative approach that not only gets you what you really want in a much more effective, faster, easier, and more enjoyable way, but it's natural. Instead of fighting against your life, which is what you're often doing when you're setting and trying to achieve goals, this way you go with your life and you use the natural forces of this world of which you are a part instead of struggling against them. Okay, so we've all heard 1,000 times before, you know, you need to have goals. That's the difference between people who achieve and people who don't. It's the difference between happiness and unhappiness, is having goals and striving to achieve them. And we've all seen all these gurus and other famous people, and maybe not so famous people, stand up and say, I set these goals and it was because I achieved these goals and worked hard towards them. That's why I'm a success in my life. And that's why I'm so happy and fulfilled and why my life is so amazing. Well, actually, the truth is for these people, I think most of the time, firstly, either they're not as successful as they're making out. And secondly, what they really think is creating the happiness and the success in their life, they think it's from their goals. They think it's from setting and achieving goals. But it's actually something completely different. So let's think about this whole idea we've been sold or we've bought into that's been programmed into our minds for most of our life about goals. What is the process we're told works? What do you need to do to be successful in your life? Well, firstly, you have to set a goal. The process is step number one, you decide what you want and you set the goal. You say, yes, I want that and that will make me really happy. That's something I want to have in my life. It's something I want to do or be. It's a person I want to be with. It's something that I want to experience. So you decide clearly what that thing is. Then the next step after you've decided what you want is you work out a plan to achieve it. And you think, what are all the steps that I need to take? What are the things I need to do to achieve my goal? In other words, how do I get from where I am now to where I want to be, to when I've got that goal? The third step is we have to take massive action. So we're told now that you've set your goal, now that you have a plan, you just have to take massive action to achieve it. So you launch forward with all this enthusiasm and energy, reaching out to achieve your goal. And step number four, keep going until you achieve it. Be persistent. Never give up. Put in more energy, more effort until you reach your goal. So they're the four steps that we're told about creating success in our life. Set the goal, create the plan, take massive action, and keep going until you achieve it. Now, it all sounds good, doesn't it? I mean, it sounds like it should work. But in reality, what actually happens? Well, you come up with the goal and you create the plan and you work hard and you take lots of action. But what really happens after that? You encounter all sorts of obstacles, don't you? You have problems. Things don't go according to plan, and you find yourself struggling and putting an enormous amount of effort to try and reach your goal. And the reality is, you never achieve it. Now, you might feel heroic or feel like you're making progress, and that might make you feel good on one level. But the reality is, you're struggling, and most of the time, you're not really getting any closer to the thing you want. And it's all very time-consuming, stressful, frustrating. And what happens? Eventually, you give up on the goal. And all of the time you're thinking, the problem is with me. I'm not working hard enough. I'm not motivated enough. I need to learn more information. But actually, the problem isn't with you. The problem is with this whole goal-setting idea and process. Because here's the thing, and this is how we know that it's not you, but it's the process, is because very, very few goals actually ever get achieved. In fact, through my experience working with myself and other people, I'd say, and research backs this up, that about 2-3% of all goals that are set ever get achieved. In other words, there's a 97-98% failure rate when it comes to this whole process of trying to achieve goals. So if there was a process that only had a 2-3% success rate, wouldn't you say it's something wrong with the process? Now, of course, no one tells you this, not even the gurus. They tell you that you're the problem, that you need to try harder, that you need to learn more, that you need to do something different, but you need to put in more effort. And if you don't achieve your goal, then you're the failure. And you know, I used to believe this, and I spent so many years of my life being a goal setter and really believing that the problem was me, that somehow all of these other people were achieving all these great goals, but I wasn't. So the problem wasn't about the goal setting, it was I wasn't doing it right and I wasn't putting in enough effort, or there was something wrong with me. But the funny thing with my own life, it was only when I stopped really struggling to try and achieve goals. In fact, it's only when I stopped setting goals at all that my life started to work in a much better way than it had before. Because before, when I'd been struggling and working hard and writing down all my goals and creating plans and taking lots of action, sure, I achieved some success, but it wasn't real success. It wasn't fulfilling. It didn't make me truly happy. And most of all, it left me with all sorts of problems, frustrations, stresses, and all these things that were getting in the way of me really feeling great about my life. And it's only when I gave up the struggle and I thought, after I'd lost everything, I give up, I'm not going to set any goals anymore because the goals I've set haven't worked. I've ended up with nothing because that certainly wasn't on my goals list. It's only when I did that I gave up this whole goal setting thing, that even without realizing it at the time, I was doing something quite different, which meant my life started to work in a much better way. And I've seen this for so many other people as well. And I've seen firsthand how goal setting really is self-sabotage. So let's look at why that is. And actually, it's quite simple. And it's all to do with this thing between your ears, your brain, how your brain works, and how your brain really works to bring you the things that you want, and of course, bring you the things that you don't want as well. Now, you might remember from previous episodes, or if you've done some of my coaching programs, you'll know that there's four parts to your brain, and these each play their own role in not only keeping you alive, but keeping you functioning, or they're designed to keep you functioning at your best. But the most important part, the part whose sole purpose is to give you the best life possible, which means doing what you're supposed to be doing, what you love doing, being happy, being fulfilled, that's called your creative brain. And this is designed, as I said, specifically with the purpose to make you the best that you can be and to live what is your biological purpose, which is to survive. And you have the greatest chance for surviving when you are your best, which of course means being happy as well. And this part, your creative brain, it also knows how to solve your problems. If you have any problems in your life, This is the part that you need to use if you want to come up with an effective solution. It also knows how to steer you around problems to help you avoid problems in your life as well. And this part operates using mechanisms such as inspiration, motivation, intuition, creativity, imagination, and expanded awareness so that you see the reality not only of your life, but of life in general. It also uses things that we might otherwise call coincidence or even luck, maybe synchronicity. These are all functions of this part of your brain called your creative brain, designed to ensure that you are the best that you can be, having the best life possible. But the problem is, when you set a goal and when you try to achieve it, most of the time you're not actually using this part of your brain. You're using another part, a part that's not designed at all either to show you what your goals should be or to help you to achieve them. And in fact, it usually sabotages your attempt to achieve any goal. And the problem with this part is, when you're using this part to try and set or achieve a goal, you're actually shutting down the creative brain, the real goal-setting, goal-achieving part of your brain. And this other part is what I call your survival brain. And this also includes your fight or flight function. In this part, your survival brain, what activates this and what keeps it working is negative feelings. So feelings of fear, frustration, doubt, anxiety, worry, stress, whenever you feel those things, and sometimes they're more subconscious, sometimes you're not even aware that you're feeling these things, but whenever you are, you're actually using your survival brain, the part of your brain that's not your goal-setting, goal-achieving brain. So let's think a little bit more deeply about what happens when you're setting a goal and when you're trying to achieve it. Well, most of the time, when you're setting a goal and trying to achieve it, you're in a state of fear, worry, stress, or anxiety. You create a goal because there's something that you think you need or want that you don't have in your life, and you think that thing will either solve a problem or make you happy. And of course, solving a problem is making you happy, isn't it? But imagine, for instance, say you've got a problem in your relationship. It's not going as well as you want. So you set a goal. I want to heal this relationship. I want to have a great relationship. So that setting of the goal, that desire to have a great relationship, comes from a place of stress and frustration that you don't have a great relationship. Another example is wanting to make more money. So when you set the goal, I want to make more money. I want to be rich. I want to be richer. What you're saying is, I need more money. I can't be happy with what I've got. I need more money because I'm not able to do the things that are going to make me happy. So I'm feeling stressed and frustrated because I don't have enough. And sometimes we set a goal, even when things are going well in our life, but we just feel the sense that something's not right, that there's something more, that we're still a bit frustrated. We're not really feeling that life is as good as it can be. So we think, well, what's a goal I could set that will bring me happiness, mate, because I'm not as happy as I want to be? So we set a goal. But again, it comes from this feeling that I don't have everything I need right now to be happy, and I feel a sense of frustration or that there's something missing. So whatever it is, the point is you're in the state of need or want, of lack. There's something missing in your life. There's something that you want that you think is going to make you happier. And of course, when you're in that state, and when you're feeling frustration or a lack or some sort of even a fear that if you don't get something, you won't be happy, what are you doing? You're activating your survival fight or flight brain. And by implication, automatically, you're shutting down your creative brain. But the thing about your survival brain is it doesn't know what you want. It's not designed to know what you want. And it's certainly not designed to know how to get it for you. All your survival brain is an emergency weapon designed to fight off an attacker or a threat to your survival, to protect you from an immediate danger. That's all it's there for. It has no awareness about what you really need or how to get it for you. And this part of your brain has access to information, but it's very limited. And we'll talk shortly about where it gets its information from and why it is very limited. So the result is you're trying to set a goal with a part of your brain that doesn't know what you want, really, to make you happy, and it doesn't know how to get it for you. And all it can do, as I just mentioned earlier, is it can look for some information to try and find the answer, but it's very, very limited because it actually gets its information from another part of your brain, which is also limited, which is what I call your thinking brain. Now, your thinking brain is actually like a library or a database, and it contains all of the information that you've gathered in your life through every experience and every moment of your life. But that's all it is. It's limited. It doesn't have all of the information that exists. It's only what you've picked up yourself. And if you really think about it, if you want the answer to a question, one being, what should I do with my life? Or what do I need to be happy? Or what do I need to have in my life to feel my best and to be my best? If you're only going to use the information that's stuck or that's limited to what you've experienced in the past, you're not necessarily going to find the answer there. In fact, you probably won't. So as an example, when you're feeling stressed and you set a goal and say, I'm not happy, and this is what's going on in your head, isn't it? I'm not happy. I need to fix my relationship. I need to have a great relationship. I need to make more money. Then when you're in that state of frustration and you set that goal, your survival brain says, okay, I think what you need to be happy is to have that. I don't know, but it sounds like a good idea. And why does it say that? Because it looks into the thinking brain, and the thinking brain says, well, you've heard somewhere in the past that if you're a millionaire, you'll be happy. Or you've heard in the past that if you have a really happy marriage, that you'll be happy. So your survival brain looks in there, and that's what it sees as the answer, but it might not be the answer at all. You being married to that person, and it might not be a great relationship or a great marriage, even though you think on the surface it might. You making $1 million might not make you happy. But to the survival brain, which only has limited information, it looks like it will. So that's the goal that you go after. So you can see you're already at a big disadvantage. You've limited yourself to finding a goal that you think might make you happy, but you don't know. And in fact, you're using the part of your brain that doesn't know either. The part of your brain that does know, you're not accessing when you're in a state of fear and anxiety and worried about not having enough. And of course, what's the next thing you do in the plan and the process of setting and reaching a goal? You take massive action. But again, this is a big problem when you're using your survival brain. Because remember, your survival brain is only designed to fight off an attacker, and it does that by reacting. So if something rushes towards you to hurt you, you react, you jump out of the way, or you defend yourself. But that's all it is a reactive state. So the massive action you take in trying to achieve a goal when you're in that state is only going to be reactive as well. And so you're going to take a lot of the wrong actions. You're going to do a lot of the things that make your situation worse rather than better. Because in this reactive state, what tends to happen is you just do something out of impulse and hope that it'll work, hope that it'll make things better, and usually it doesn't. And in this state, you say to yourself, what do I need to do now? Right, I'll do it. And you're not really thinking about the consequences of it, not as fully as you should. And of course, it often turns out to be the wrong thing. And all of that just pushes you further away from your goal. And you end up using all this energy, all this time. It's just a waste of time and energy. And of course, the other thing you do is you create more problems. And then you waste and use up even more time and energy and create more stress and frustration for yourself. And that's part of step number 4, isn't it? Which is the keep going till you reach it. You just keep doing the wrong things. You keep putting in more energy, more massive effort, but you don't get anywhere. All it does is wear you down. And even if you do get to where you think you wanted to go, you find it's the wrong goal. You find it hasn't made you happy. And you might have spent months, years sometimes trying to achieve something, and you get there and you realize you're not happy. And so many people this happens to, where they reach the state in their career, the stage in their career, or they the amount of money they thought they would need to be happy, and they can't figure out why they're not happy. And it's all because it's the wrong goal that they've set, because they've been using the wrong part of their brain, the part that doesn't know what their goal should have been all along. So doesn't it make sense not to waste all of this time going after the wrong thing? Because here's the thing, you don't want life to be a grind. You don't want life to be full of problems and stress. And you certainly don't want to be your life to be going off down the wrong track. You want to know you're going down the right track. But the only way you can do that is by using the part of your brain that knows what the right track is. And that's your creative brain. Okay, so if the solution is the process of goal setting doesn't work, what is the solution? How do you manage your life? How do you achieve all of the things you want so that you are excited about your life, so that you're living your life at your highest potential? And not only that, but feeling deeply fulfilled and grateful and in wonderment of how your life actually is. How do you do that? Well, the first thing is just to be honest and accept the truth that goal setting doesn't work. You really have to let go of that idea that setting goals works, because it doesn't. And if you keep going down that track of thinking that by setting goals out of need or fear or frustration that somehow you're going to be able to achieve those goals and then live a happy life, you need to get out of that way of thinking, because it's never going to happen. When you activate the part of your brain that is activated when you feel all those feelings of fear, need, worry, frustration, that's going to keep you stuck. It'll never give you what you really want. And the other thing to do is to learn what this other part of your brain is, what this creative part of your brain is, and start using that to manage your life. That's its job. It's there to manage your life. It's responsible for your happiness. It's responsible, and it's there to make sure that you avoid problems. And that if you do have problems, it's responsible to give you the fastest, most effective, most efficient way to solve those problems. But as you'll know by now, this part of your brain, your creative brain, doesn't work through force, struggle, grim determination, because all of those things are built on underlying fear. So that's the name of the game. The game is not about learning how to be a better goal setter, learning how to put in more effort, learning how to come up with better plans and strategies. It's not anything to do with that. What it's about is learning how to use your brain the right way. This machine that you have, use it the right way so that it gives you the results it's designed to do. It's designed to give you the best life possible. Because it's only when you're living the best life possible that you have the greatest chance for survival. And survival is your purpose biologically. Here are a few things to think about when it comes to setting goals. Can you think of something that you've got in your life, or maybe had in your life, that you were really glad was there, or are glad that's there, but was never the result of you setting a goal? Maybe the person you're married to or in a relationship with, were they the result of a goal? Did you sit down and set a goal? I'm going to meet this person on this day, and they're going to have all of these qualities, and they're going to be my life partner? Or did they just somehow show up? Maybe your career, maybe your business. Was it really something that you saw in advance and sat down and wrote down a specific goal to achieve that? Or did opportunities come along and things fall into place and that's just what happened? So if that's the case, and I'm sure you agree it is, it was something different to goal setting that made that happen. So there is something different going on. There is another process other than goal setting that makes things happen. And that's actually the effective way. Somehow you were using your creative brain, or should I say your creative brain was using you, to bring you what you really wanted, bring you something that was really good for you. And it was probably something you didn't know you wanted in advance. You didn't even know that you wanted it. But you're certainly glad that you got it. And on the other hand, maybe think of a goal that you've had in the past that you never reached. Or maybe it's a goal you're working on right now, but it's a goal that you never reached, even though you struggled, You put an enormous effort. You learned everything you could about how to achieve that goal. You had steps, processes, plans, and you felt enormously motivated to achieve it, but you never got there. And I'd like to suggest that if you are a goal setter like I used to be, probably most of the goals that you've had or have fit into that category. You think you know what you want, you put an enormous amount of effort into getting it, but you never actually get it. You only get a small percentage, maybe 2 or 3% of the goals that you actually set for yourself. So the point is, goal setting is not the name of the game. Now, I know everyone's telling you that, all of the gurus. But here's the thing. Everyone else isn't happy either. Very, very few people are truly happy and truly fulfilled in their life, even among the gurus. So let yourself off the hook. Give up this goal-setting nonsense and use your brain the right way, the way it's designed to be used. You've got this marvelous machine there that's designed to make you the best that you can be. All you need to do is use it the right way. You don't need to struggle and come up with plans and strategies and do all of these things that put an enormous amount of effort and ultimately frustration into your life. You don't need to do that. When you let yourself off the hook and you use your brain the right way, everything you need in this world and in your life for you to be the best and happiest you can be is simply going to be there for you.
This is Liam Naden signing off. Thanks for watching. But before you go, there's some action to take. Hit the subscribe and like buttons and leave your thoughts in a comment below. I'd love your feedback. And if you have friends who you think would benefit from this, please share it with them. Thanks again for your support and stay tuned for more from me, Liam Naden. And remember, you can only reach your full potential when you let yourself off the hook.